Hello, Debbie the editor here. You'll notice in this episode we don't really get that into actual history or information about Miyazaki himself. We sort of just stick to the film. And looking back on it while I was editing it, we both thought, you know, we should really talk some more about this dude because he's awesome. So if you are curious about that, Ashley is going to do a lovely write-up on our Tumblr about it. So the Tumblr is youhaven'tseen-podcast.tumblr.com, and there will probably be a link to it on the Twitter as well, which is YHS_podcast. So if you're curious about more Miyazaki or actually want to read anything that mostly Ashley has been writing up, actually completely Ashley has been writing up, you can go check out those things because we thought that we really ought to talk more about Miyazaki, and there just wasn't enough time in this episode. And also, we keep mentioning the Twitter and the Tumblr in every episode, and then I rarely ever say the Twitter name and have never actually spoken the Tumblr name. So there you go. If you would like to read some more and see some other visual things about the films we have been watching, you can go check those two out. Again, that's youhaven'tseen-podcast.tumblr.com and YHS_podcast on Twitter. This has been fun. Debbie the editor out. Here is this week's episode of My Neighbor Totoro.
Hello, this is
You Haven't Seen.
I'm Debbie.
I'm Ashley.
And this is a podcast where we watch movies we haven't seen before.
Yep.
Oh, that's it. We talk about it.
Got really excited.
Yep, that's what we do. Okay, so we are kicking off our self-proclaimed animation month.
Woohoo!
Woo! I'm excited. Today we're watching My Neighbor Totoro, directed by Hayao Miyazaki. Mr. Miyazaki. And neither of us have seen this. I've seen one Miyazaki film.
I've seen
Howl's Moving Castle.
I haven't seen any. So this will be my first one.
Yeah. I wanted to see The Wind Rises when it came out. I just never got around to it.
I did too, but then I felt like I didn't see any before.
Yeah.
And I was like, I feel like this shouldn't be my first one.
I know, because I've only seen Howl's Moving Castle because my friend in college, Lex, like, really loved it.
Yeah.
And he was just kind of, you have to watch it. So I did, and I really did enjoy it. But I have not seen any... anything else, even though it's been on my to-do list.
I know, yeah. I've always wanted to see this. So, do you know anything about this?
I know the one image of when they're standing in the rain together.
Yeah, waiting for Cat Bus.
Is that what they're waiting for?
I would assume so.
Okay.
Because I know Cat Bus.
I don't know Cat Bus. You're going to have to explain what that is.
I think the name's pretty self-explanatory.
Is it a bus of cats, or is it a bus shaped like a cat?
It is a cat that is a bus.
Oh, okay.
I think, don't really know, like, how it fits in the film, but I know there's a cat bus.
And it's kind of embarrassing how little I know about this
and
movie.
And I know the main character.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He was in Toy Story 3.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was, in the bedroom.
Yep. That's how I know him.
Totoro
was in Toy Story 3.
Okay.
I know everything. I don't have to see this movie.
The
go to bed.
IMDb summary. Oh, it's like there's a Totoro. Totoro. God, I keep flipping back and forth between the two pronunciations, so...
That's okay.
Apologies.
In the Alien episode, I kept calling Ridley Scotch.
Okay, so...
I think it works out for the best.
There are two summaries on IMDb. I'm going to read the short one. When two girls move to the country to be near their ailing mother, they have adventures with the wondrous forest spirits who live nearby.
Apparently, this is, like, I don't know if I should talk about this now.
Sure.
But apparently, like, this is, like, a huge allegory for, like, death. And, like, everyone's dead. And it's, like, going to the underworld.
That's
apparently.
Not Spirited Away?
No.
Okay.
It's not.
I was like, there are spirits and ghosts in Spirited Away.
You know when that... Like, people started to do, like, those huge essays about how everything in Pixar is related and it all takes place. It was kind of along the same lines where someone wrote this, like, really good... It was... I haven't seen the film, but I read it because it was so interesting.
Yeah.
About how, like, everything in this film is like a mythological Japanese like myth figure.
Yeah.
Almost like, you know, Hades.
Yeah.
Like there's a Grim Reaper, there's and it was really interesting to see how like everything lore and fables came into this.
Every culture has the same myths.
Yeah, so it was really interesting. So I really, but I can't remember anything about it, but I just know that apparently it's supposed to be a big thing.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about Miyazaki. What do you know about him?
I know he's a righteous dude.
Yeah, I know he's amazing. And actually, I do know that I've heard many people say that, like, his films are some of the only ones they're, you know, quote-unquote okay with watching the dub version. Just because so much, like, care has gone into dubbing them. So, that makes... We're gonna watch a dubbed version, by the way.
I really like Dakota Fanning.
Is she in this?
I think the Fanning sisters are the main girls.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I love the Fanning sisters.
I wasn't saying, like, that you didn't love them. I just didn't know that it was them.
I thought you were saying, like, you were surprised that I was a follower of the Fanning sisters.
Who doesn't like the Fanning sisters?
Stupid people.
Yes. Oh man, Miyazaki's IMDb profile is sadly outdated because it said that his latest film is Howl's Moving Castle, which came out 10 years ago. So, anyone with an IMDb Pro account, please go update this. That's all. Okay. Wow, apparently he said that Howl's Moving Castle will be his... He said that it's like this is my last film a couple of times, and then he's come out of retirement a couple of times.
So he's like the share of animation movies.
We're watching the 2005 Disney version.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? Disney?
Disney. I mean, that's all I have to say about this, just because embarrassingly so, do not know much about it at all.
Yeah, I feel like I know, like, pictures of it. Uh-huh. I know, like, scenes from it. I feel like it'll be very recognizable just because it's so beautiful that it's a lot of people have taken it. It's, like, profile pictures and backgrounds and...
I've seen a lot on Tumblr.
Yeah, no, Tumblr loves this.
And Tumblr, I've also seen, like, every single pairing just in pop culture and literature of a big person and a small person put in that thing where they're waiting for, I guess, the cat bus.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I've seen, like, Hulk and Iron Man. I've seen Sherlock and John Watson. Anything, really, where there's one...
We're gonna have...
Taller or larger character and a smaller one.
I challenge our readers, if they've seen our Instagram, to do one of Debbie and I waiting for the bus. I'll be Totoro.
Okay. Who's holding the leaf?
I haven't seen the film.
No, he has the leaf on his head in the picture. All right, well...
Why would you wear a shoe on your head?
Oh, God, we just saw Snowpiercer.
Double bill, anyway. Snowpiercer and My Neighbor Totoro.
That's probably the most, like, misguided double
feature. Oh, my God, my brain hurts so bad.
I still think Attack the Block and Raid would be a good one. But everyone else seems to disagree with me.
No, they're not good.
That's fine.
You gotta do Raid in, like, another martial arts film. You should do, like, Raid and Raid 2.
I'm going for, like, setting-based.
You should do Raid and Judge Dredd, then. They're the same movie.
I mean, I can see that. Because, no, well, I'm just saying, like, I can see that because in Dredd and the Raid, they're both, like, you know, essentially just working their way up a massive building. But, anyway, we're getting a little off topic. Miyazaki.
But you should technically, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
My pairing is you should do the Raid and Kung Fu Hustle.
I'm not the biggest fan of Kung Fu movies,
Kung Fu Hustle is so good. We have to do one. We have to watch it. It's so funny. It's funny. Whereas it's actually, it made me laugh out loud. It's actually really funny.
Kung Fu Hustle.
But the Raid is just like, you watch it and you just spend the entire, like, movie just going, oh! But it's so, but the Raid is so beautiful. Every single fight is choreographed.
Yeah, well, I've seen them, I saw them do it at the South by Southwest. You showed me that video of them doing it on stage.
But they're doing it, like, in...
And then after I saw that, I immediately went and looked up martial arts classes and then was like, oh my, those are expensive. Never mind.
I know, I would love to do that. I would be so happy.
Podcast bonding, we're going to learn how to fight.
I already know how to fight.
I mean, I took a self-defense class.
I just take a bottle, smack it, stab. Stab and twist. Stab and twist.
Okay, so we have slightly different fighting styles.
Grab sand, throw an eye, stab and twist.
Oh my god, we are getting way off topic. Let's watch the movie. Yes! Because I think what we've just proven is we don't really know anything about it. So let's just watch it.
Yep, let's do this.
Okay.
Cat bus!
Woohoo! Also, we're watching it from a Netflix DVD.
Alright, we'll see you after the movie, kids.
Yep. Alright! We watched My Neighbor Totoro!
We did!
And I can honestly say, I ultimately liked it. Yeah. And I would watch it again. I know we both kind of, about 30 minutes into it, were like, oh my god, it's only been 30 minutes. But then, I gotta say, the last half of it went by a lot quicker than the first.
Yeah.
But it was kind of 30 minutes of exposition.
It was 45 minutes of exposition.
On a 90-minute film. So, alright.
Yeah, I can't say that I'm glad to have seen it. Or... I mean, I didn't...
Totoro,
okay.
It was a song.
I know. It hurts my brain to hear you sing it.
We start the movie, and I have written down, in all caps, I love it, and then Ashley hates it already.
Well, you know, have you seen the Lemony Snicket's series of unfortunate events? You know the Happiest Little Elf commercial that plays during it? Like, that's just what it felt like. Like, it was just like... And then it was like, all the spiders are dancing, and all the little Totoros are like...
Oh, but that little white bunny, oh gosh, I loved it. Like, that was the first thing you saw, like, and I latched onto it.
I immediately was like, oh.
Okay. The little... Oh. Yeah, I just loved everything about the opening sequence. I was bopping along to the music. I liked it. And then when it opened up, they're going through the countryside, and it was so pretty. Oh, it was so beautiful. I was on board.
I can't argue with the fact that it is gorgeous.
Gorgeous.
But I just felt like there was something darker in this movie. But it's never fully explained what the darkness is.
That's fine.
But I have unanswered questions, but yet I know that these kids can, like, run without tiring.
Yeah, oh,
and
man,
they just, like, go in circles. No, I'm exhausted just watching them. Grief. They all run like this.
I know. You use their whole bodies when they're running. Get their arms involved. Like,
but, like, I just have, like, why did she say, like, to hide from the cops? She's like, may hide.
Because they're riding in the back of a cart, and I'm assuming that wasn't legal. That's what we do in my dad's pickup truck. But, yeah, so I just assumed that they were, like, it wasn't legal for them to be in the back with all of their stuff.
Oh, I didn't assume that.
Oh, okay.
I didn't know what the hell was going on.
They were moving, and there wasn't enough room in the little rickshaw, so they're like, okay, kids, get in the crate, get in the back.
I was just like, I don't know, I mean, I thought Totoro was kind of scary.
Yes, but he was equal parts adorable and terrifying, I think.
Like, I'm glad I saw Toy Story 3 before I saw this.
Oh, really?
Because otherwise I'd be like, Bonnie, why is that in your room? Get it out.
Oh, because it's, like, that's, because later when she meets Totoro for the first time, I have written down, like, just the fact that his whiskers are, like, spikes.
Yeah.
And then later when he grabs the oldest daughter, like, he has the claws and his smile, I really loved. I thought it was hilarious. But in context, it was like, it's such a creepy smile.
Yeah.
There's, when you first see Totoro and the medium-sized one and the smaller one, if you just look at them, you think, oh my gosh, they're adorable. But then once they actually start interacting with you, like, almost everything about them is super creepy.
Yeah.
I liked
just
it.
Weird, like, I couldn't peg it. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
So, the movie starts terribly with an annoying pop song.
Totoro. Yep. And then they go and immediately break their new house.
Yeah, they move into a new house, yeah. And it's just the dad and his two kids,
yeah.
His two daughters. And you don't know where the mom is until, like, halfway through the movie.
And I do want to know, what's wrong with the mom? She must just have, a chronic illness.
I just read that. Apparently, it's based on the director.
Mm-hmm.
And
Miyazaki.
Yep. His childhood, apparently his mom had tuberculosis.
Oh, okay.
Had spinal tuberculosis.
Okay.
And it was him and his little brother.
Oh.
But he said it would have been much sadder to make it two boys, which I don't really understand.
I don't understand either. Gender roles.
Gender roles. I feel like it's sadder to have two girls, actually.
I don't know. I think it's just sad in general to have two kids.
I feel like it's just sad that they were children.
Yeah. Children. Also, when they moved into the house and it was all broken down and there was all the woods and stuff, I was just thinking, okay, if I was their age and we're like, hey, we're going to live here, I would have thought that was the coolest thing. Oh my gosh.
Well, they did too. They were like running around.
Well, they're very happy about all of the destruction that they're causing.
Oh yeah.
And then they get super excited about vermin immediately afterwards.
All right. Let's talk about the vermin scene.
Okay.
So they open the back door.
Yep.
And all these little black poofs.
Which I have written down, oh hells no. It's much too much like spiders.
Right. So all these little poofs like scatter away and then the two girls just like look at each other and then they just scream at the top of their lungs. And here's the thing. I've had roaches in my apartment. Screaming at them like that does not work.
It does not
kill them.
As I really liked it. I like their spunk / the cut of their jib. Like, oh, I like it. Because they got moxie, those kids. They see something and they look at each other and they're gonna yell at it. And it's gonna go away.
I have woken up with a roach on my arm and then gone, ah! And the roach just goes, fuck you.
You know what? Roaches have a right to be all hoity-toity because they're gonna survive the nuclear holocaust, man.
Well, they can't survive my boot.
No, they can't. They can't survive mine either.
So they're not hoity-toity.
Get them.
So that was annoying. So they like, but it turns out the little spider things, which on their own, you at the beginning during the pop song, they were dancing, and you were like,
then they were cute.
Oh my god, this is so cute.
Okay, when there was only like five of them, mm-hmm. and they were just little fluff balls bouncing around to an amazing song, they were great. But once there was like hundreds of them and they started scuttling around like spiders, then I had a problem with them.
So they're, what are they, dust sprites?
No, they were the
soot sprites.
Yeah,
soot sprites.
So which, okay, they follow these soot sprites and then they find a secret door, and I have a story about this.
Oh gosh.
Okay, in one of the houses I lived in when I was growing up, the door to my twin sister's room and I, the attic door was in our room. And it was like that door, when you open it up, it was just a long staircase to the attic, and the light was at the top. So you had to walk in the dark. And this was, like, the most terrifying door, because the latch didn't really work. So it would just swing open in the middle of the night. And Kathy and I would just wake up, and the door would be open. And, like, that was the end of sleeping for everyone, because, oh my god, the monsters were coming down. But that's what this door reminded me of. I was like, oh my god. It's like the same setup.
So now you know soot sprites were up there. And you just never noticed them.
Here's hoping. It was really creepy, man. So
Totoro is still in that house. Just chilling up there with a little leaf.
Gosh.
But these kids
create
destruction, run around the house, and their poor father is moving house, dealing with them. And he's still a really good dad.
He is, and it's like, oh, that guy's good. When he's like, hey, do you think you can find every window and open it? Good one, man. Make a challenge. Good job. Also, I thought it was just funny when they went up in the attic, and they just yelled, like, come out! Do they think whatever is hiding is just gonna be like, oh, come out? Okay, like,
yeah, they say that. They say that like four times.
Yeah.
Come out, wherever you are.
It's like, no, they're not going to come out.
Who knows? They could be like polite monsters.
They could, well, because those girls were so polite to everything else.
I know. I feel like their monsters would be polite.
I feel like that's such a cultural thing where I just like,
Gosh, these girls are so polite, especially the older one. I mean, the younger one's only four, so I guess she has an excuse. But the older one was so polite to everyone and everything.
But that, the neighborhood boy was a dick.
Well, I think he has some other issues. We can get to that later. I was rooting for them to get together. I was rooting for him to buck up and pluck up the courage to act like a normal person, but that never happened.
It did. Towards the end.
Yeah, I guess towards the very end. Yeah, he did form sentences.
That said, your sister might be dead.
Yeah, we're like smooth. Okay. We'll get to that later. I did like it. So the youngest daughter goes into the woods, and I thought that when she's running through the woods, the tree tunnel, that was the coolest thing. Like, whenever I would play outside when I was little, that was what I was hoping to find every time, was what that little girl found on her first day playing, which was adorable, where she's running around, and it's like, you be the flower seller, and then immediately forgets the name of the airplane. Just, it was cute.
No, I do. I am a huge fan of tree tunnels.
Yes.
Like, I just think it's so cool. Yeah. Like, a nice canopy.
Mm-hmm.
But what do the acorns mean?
I think the acorns was just like, oh, they come from that giant tree.
No, I'm gonna need more.
Okay. I think the acorns, it's like, because when they planted them in the dream, the Totoros made the giant tree grow.
Right.
So I think that, you know, just the acorns, it was like a sign of, okay, you know, the big tree in the forest, or like the forest spirits, whatever, like that's their, not their currency, but like that's their, you know, totems. Where it's like, you know, they've been there because they leave the acorns. Because that's how they plant, that's how they distribute their magic.
So they're like a terrible Santa Claus.
No.
Where instead of presents, they leave acorns.
No, because they're not, it's this completely different concept.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it?
They don't come once a year.
Okay.
And they don't, well, I guess they do presume to know if they're, like, good people or not. Because, remember, when it's like, oh, we'll be fine, we're good people. So then the soot spirits, well, never mind. Okay, my analogy's falling apart. They're not like Santa Claus.
But no, here's the thing. I just feel like this movie just kept, like, alluding to things where it's like, oh, the acorns, or oh, the mom, or the mom.
I do think that some of all of that might have been a little lost in translation. I feel like if we were Japanese and had watched it in the original, a couple things would have been a little bit more cultural to us.
Fine, looking up the symbolism of acorns.
Well.
But, so, they just keep finding acorns everywhere.
Yeah.
So, apparently, it is a sacred seed.
Mm-hmm.
And it's supposed to bring good luck.
Yeah.
The acorn was sacred to the god Thor. Because his tree of life was oak.
Chris Hemsworth.
It's also a Nordic and Celtic symbol of life, fertility, and immortality.
Hmm. Okay, which makes me wonder, because I was wondering as we were watching this, I was like, I wonder if they really mean, like, acorn? Or if it's, like, whatever, you know, tree that's not... I'm sure there... Like, I guess there must be some oak tree that's native to Japan. But it's like, I wonder if... the word that they have for the nuts from that tree isn't literally acorn.
So it would be a name that we don't have?
Yeah. Just because it's... I was just wondering, I can probably just look this up, if there are oak trees, like, native to Japan that would have acorns, or if it's another tree with a seed where it's, like, it's... you know, the most common tree there. So it's like, okay, translation to English would be oak tree, because then everyone knows what that is, so their nuts are acorns.
I see where you're going,
mm-hmm.
But I also don't think Catbus is real, so I'm not sure we're going far.
The thing is, like, I think that the acorn thing, though, would be, like... Just let me look this up. Okay, there are oak trees that are named to Japan. Okay, never mind. There goes my theory. Okay.
I got it. Okay, so let's just get to meeting Totoro.
Yeah.
Totoro. So here's the thing. No. We don't meet Toto until, like...
Don't call him Toto.
Fine, all
right. It's Totoro.
Okay. We don't meet Totoro.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Until, like, 50 minutes in, we don't see my neighbor Totoro for a long time.
That's fine. Okay, exposition was a little lengthy.
And when we finally see him, mm-hmm. May, the youngest child,
yeah,
like, chases after mini Totoro.
Yeah.
And, like, just, like, freaks out. I've
written down Lil Bunny.
Lil Bunny. She like, runs after Lil Bunny, mm-hmm. like, Lil Bunny is going to give her $1 million. Like, yeah. She's just sprinting after it.
Yeah.
Trying to catch it and make, and just be friends.
Yeah. She's four.
True. I know. Totally. If yeah. I saw a bunny, I would
be like, mine.
I mean, I do that with cats now.
So flapping. I'm going to die. That's what this girl is.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
So she chases him, falls down a tree.
Yep.
And then lands flat, belly flops onto Totoro's belly.
Or does she go on the side and then she sees him because she grabs his tail?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, yeah. She sees the... Sorry, that's
the other
later.
Girl lands on his belly.
Right.
Yeah.
May falls and then sees the big fluffy tail.
Yeah.
And, like, starts pushing
and
it.
And just, like, she pokes it. And then it, like, it moves. And she just immediately becomes so overjoyed, like, blah! And then, like, hugs it. And that's when you said that you really loved her laugh. Because it was so sincere.
That's the thing. The voice acting in this movie, it's kids, so normally it's like hit or miss.
Yeah, but these kids are good.
And I think it helps that it's the Fanning sisters.
Yeah, and they're actually sisters.
Yeah, and they had to be in the room just being like...
laughing.
Right, like, all right, we're just going to tell jokes, we're going to show you funny things, get you to laugh for real. Every single laugh was just like, it felt real.
Yeah, it did.
It felt like she saw something spectacular.
Yeah.
And she, like, climbs up onto Totoro, because Totoro rolls on his back, because he's sleeping.
Because he sleeps on his back with his arms straight down at his side.
Well, technically, he was sleeping, like, curled up, and then this girl, like, starts grabbing his tail.
So he just planks.
Planks.
Panics.
And so she proceeds to boop the
nose.
She
boops him.
Which is adorable.
Yep.
And then...
I haven't been as happy as a boop. And, like, the last time I was that excited was when Rosamund Pike booped Martin Freeman. The World's End. Ugh. It's a good one.
Here's my question.
Yes.
So she boops Totoro.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't they have a conversation?
Yeah, where they yell at each other.
Totoro basically roars at her.
And then she says, your name's Totoro. And then I have written down, where did she get that?
How did we make that connection?
She just must understand. I think it goes unsaid that she understands.
The roar was kind of like, Totoro. I was like, there are three syllables.
Look at the wavelength.
But I think Totoro is like troll. Like, it means...
Yeah.
Hold on, I looked that
okay.
up. Totoro actually comes from mispronouncing the word that means troll in Japanese.
Oh, okay. Much cuter trolls than in our folklore, I gotta say. We always have, like, the gnarly old men.
No, this
like,
was a fluffy troll.
Yeah, we always have, like, the gnarly old guys or the monsters, and they get, like, this cute little teddy bear. Granted, with spike whiskers, but...
And big-ass teeth.
Yeah.
I don't like the teeth.
I liked it.
So.
Hey. I'm trying to do a creepy smile, and judging by Ash's expression, it did not work.
Hey. The noise is what makes that. Do the creepy smile for me.
Don't look at me.
Alright.
Okay.
That is exactly the laugh that the little girl made.
Oh my god, okay.
And the best part was...
Pull yourself together, Rolf. Okay.
The best part was during the movie, she giggled, you giggled, and then she was like... And then when she booped the nose, the character just goes, and makes this shocked, happy face, and then I look over, and Debbie has the exact same face. Both ecstatic that this creature is now moving.
Oh god, it made me so happy.
Oh,
okay.
I know.
I'm
sitting over there by myself just going, I don't know what's happening. What's it laid out?
Okay.
You're not gonna get it.
Nah, I'm gonna do it.
Alright.
Okay. He. I can't have air. I can just feel my face like flushing. Oh, God. Okay. Enough of that.
But I do have written down, it's a big kitty.
Yeah, but then it had the same smile as the cat bus later.
I know.
I liked it. You liked the smile on the cat bus.
Well, that's because the cat bus smile.
It's just
because
it was a cat.
It was. But the cat bus smile, like, framed the two girls, yeah. And it was, in the, like, the cat bus smile, like,
that
worked.
That was better.
This is my smile.
Okay.
But the smile, like, framed the two girls, and so it made it funnier, because it was like, these two girls are having this intimate moment, and this cat is in the background just going,
be like, I'm happy too.
Jeez.
Okay. Let's jump ahead from when she meets Totoro to...
But then, no one else sees Totoro.
Yeah, no one else sees him. They try to go back later with the dad and the sister. Can't find their way. She does this adorable little run where she charges into the bush and then comes, like, gets spit back out, like, 5 feet over there. Like, oh, gosh, and she's so heartbroken. And then the dad is such a good dad. Be like, oh, let's go tell the giant tree thank you. And then it's, like, a little field trip, and they were just like, thanks, tree, and then they go away. I just was like, oh, that's so adorable.
It is adorable.
Yep.
So...
then she's at school. And also, okay, the older sister...
the time frame.
...already had a friend by the first day of school. Second day of school, she's apparently already, like, in clubs
but
because she can't go. Was it? I, like, it seemed to me like it was just the next day.
The time... The length of time this movie covers is so weird.
Yeah,
it felt
it's
like,
very vague.
It felt like at times it was like the next day, and then other times it was like they're moved in, they are established.
Yeah.
And the mom's like, oh, it's been weeks. And the daughter's like, I have one more week of vacation, and then
yeah.
I can see you. And it's like, wow. Like,
yeah.
What the?
So, an indeterminate amount of time later.
I think she, like, that had to have been the first week of school.
The first week.
Or at least.
At least. She's already been like, I can't go to my club meeting today.
Right.
She's in that club?
Yeah. No, I think that scene is later.
Okay.
But the scene where her friend walks her to school.
I thought that was the first day at school because she's like, oh, I had to pack lunch. And then dad was like, oh, I forgot that started today.
I thought the school, that lunch started today. Like, she made lunch. No.
I thought it was like first day of school, got to take lunch to school. And then was like, ah, oh, that's right. Which, for, the dad is, like, a vague academic profession. Like, I don't know. He was archaeology.
Archaeology.
Yeah, he should know how school works.
I got really excited because he's Indiana Jones. That's my theory. So, my theory is, he's Indiana Jones.
All right, tell me more. I'm on the fence about your theory, I must say.
I have never met an archaeologist in real life,
mm-hmm.
So I assume they're all, like, Indiana Jones.
But they could be, like, River Song.
That doesn't count.
Fine.
That's...
boo you.
Well, that's in the future.
Okay.
So, I can't...
archaeology could mean something completely different
right.
by then. Okay.
But right now, the only archaeologists I know are Laura Croft. Well, she's technically a Tomb Raider.
Mm-hmm.
So we can't do her.
No.
But isn't Daniel Craig an archaeologist, or is he a Tomb Raider, too?
Which Daniel Craig?
Daniel Craig in Lara Croft Tomb Raider.
Oh, I don't know. I haven't seen that.
Oh, that's a good one.
Okay.
She kicks some bad guy's ass in silky pajamas.
Much. Yeah.
But not like sexy silky pajamas, like men's silky pajamas.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
I've seen.
I like that.
I've seen a GIF.
Is the librarian? No, he's a librarian.
Okay, let's get back on track.
I'm just trying to think of other
ideas. Think of a compilation later and make a Tumblr post. Alright, she was writing that down. So, okay, so the little girl starts crying, and then she, like, just, it won't do, except for that she's with her sister at school, which was pretty darn adorable when she was coloring at the desk. May's
at school. May's
at school.
Where we are.
Yeah,
May's
at school.
And Dad's at school. Everyone's at school.
Yeah, everyone's at school. Dad's at the college where he works, or I'm assuming the college.
And archaeology.
Yeah.
Yeah, they should be at the University of something.
Tokyo, I think.
Yeah.
Which makes me wonder how long his commute is, but that's neither here nor there.
Wait.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Okay. So then it starts raining, and then they are subject
pouring down. Monsoon.
They're subject to what I call aggressive chivalry, where he's like, not using words yet, their neighbor kid.
The neighbor kid who's so awkward around.
So awkward. And he goes by and he's like, I should give her my umbrella. But instead of saying, hey, let's all share my umbrella, because it was huge. Or but saying, it had like, holes. Hey, would you like an umbrella? Here, buy my umbrella. He just, like, holds it out and grunts. And then grunts a little harder. And then when they still understandably don't know what's going on, he throws it at him and runs down the road. Aggressive chivalry. And then as he's running, he smiles like, nailed it. No, you didn't. You kind of screwed that up.
Yeah.
No one knew what was going on except you.
No, that was bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. Just like,
kid, what are you doing? That's when this kid needs some tips. This kid needs some help.
But I feel like after that, like, enough time has passed that he, like, finally got over it.
Mm. Yeah, after, because, yeah, then later when May goes missing, he's, like, forming coherent sentences. Like,
on it.
Yeah.
So I feel like time has passed between that. So.
Okay.
They go, it's pouring rain, they take the weird kid's umbrella home, and then they decide, they look around and they go, oh my god, Dad left his umbrella.
Yep.
Plot. We should
go to the bus stop and wait for him.
With his umbrella.
With his umbrella.
And walk him home.
Yes.
So they're sitting there, standing in the rain.
Yep.
The bus comes. No dad. Which I automatically was like, mom's dead. Like, I was 100%.
I actually thought a lot of people died in this.
Thought everyone was dead. Yeah. I was just waiting for something happen.
I thought dad was going to die, and that's why Totoro came. But he shows up.
No, the mom had to die.
Oh, I thought it was going to be, like, the dad.
No.
And then the mom dies in hospital, and they're alone in the woods.
Oh, wow. You were much more.
I went dark.
I just thought the mom was gonna die. I just wanted something to happen in this film. I don't feel like anything happened.
I think
it was a series of vignettes.
Alright, we disagree on that. It's like what Dumbledore said when he's like, is this real or is it all in my head? And it's like, of course it's in your head, but that doesn't mean it's not real. That's like all this stuff happened to these girls and none of it actually happened, but then still a lot happened, even though it was all these fairy tale creatures. Harry Potter explains everything.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
So all of a sudden the bus goes away, and then the headlights.
A bike goes by.
A bike goes by, and then all of a sudden, the girl, like, May's fallen asleep.
Mm-hmm.
So the older sister, who's a very good older sister,
yeah,
is like climbing on my back.
She has a pixie cut.
She does have a pixie cut, and she like.
I have a pixie cut, which Debbie is why I got excited.
Twins!
Oh my gosh.
So the older sister puts May on her back
mm-hmm.
and like gives her a piggyback ride.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden she looks over, there's a claw.
Yeah. Totoro does not have very like reassuring appendages.
No. But Totoro's in the house.
Yeah, and he has a leaf on his head, like I was talking about earlier.
He does. He has a leaf on his head because he doesn't want the rain.
Yeah, and so the older sister gives him the dad's umbrella, and he's very confused and like doesn't know how to work it, but he puts it above his head, and a big fat raindrop falls on it. And once he figures out that like that's what makes the noise, he gets super excited. And whams the tree.
No, he jumped up.
Oh, he did?
He did, like, a pirouette.
Okay, I was riding at that point. I thought he whammed the tree. Because I just heard Ashley go, Debbie! And I looked up, and it was shook.
That's because he like, did this weird, like, and plink, and just fell. And I was like, oh.
Like when he jumped on the top?
Yeah.
Okay.
It was very graceful.
He's a graceful dude.
For a big
dude.
Man, he's very graceful. I'm assuming it's a he.
I'm assuming it's a he.
I would assume.
Yeah.
Sharp whiskers. I feel like that's not a feminine trait.
I don't know.
So that passes the time.
Yeah,
let's watch. And then all of a sudden, the star of the show, Cat Bus
shows up.
Cat Bus.
Totoro gets on Cat Bus, and I thought it was very disturbing because the Cat Bus, like a window in the side, just like stretches to form a door. I was like, I don't know. I liked Cat Bus. It grew on me, but when I first saw Cat Bus, I was like, absolutely not.
Oh, that was cool. And the mice are the little headlights and their red eyes. I didn't think that was cute.
He has 12 legs. I was trying to figure that out for most of the times I saw Cat Bus because it kept moving. I couldn't count them.
No. I think it's so much more cute if he had 9 legs because then it's like 9 lives, 9 legs.
He would be lopsided. Where would the extra one be?
9 on each side.
Oh, so 18 legs.
Sure.
Okay. Physical, but just looking. 9 legs total. And I was like, where would the other one be?
Well, maybe you half them.
4 on each side, and then like, he's a munchkin cat. Sticking out the side.
He's a munchkin cat. Munchkin okay. cat bus.
So Totoro gives them a little indiscriminate leaf-wrapped package in yes. exchange for the umbrella. Or it's like a thank you for helping right. me out. Thanks for the fun toy. And then they first they go to visit their mom. Or no, they write their mom a letter explaining what happened.
Yeah.
Which amounts to, dear mom, we're seeing things. Isn't that great? And then yep. they plant these acorn seeds
in the garden. Well, the acorn seeds are in the package.
Yeah, the acorn seeds are in the package. And then they plant them in the garden. And apparently then, like, months elapse.
Has to be.
Yeah. We thought it was, like, the next day. And at first we're kind of wondering, like, it hasn't grown yet. Well, no, you planted them last night. We were wondering.
You were yelling at the screen.
I was wondering. I was like, you stupid kids. You planted these 24 hours ago. No, they haven't grown yet.
Mother of the Year award.
God, you know, sometimes I worry.
So, they plant these acorn seeds.
Yeah.
Which I didn't know if you plant an acorn seed, if it would grow.
I mean, they're seeds.
Oh, are they?
Yeah. Acorns are the seeds of an oak tree, so I'm assuming that they would. And then I was wondering when it's like, they said, Totoro gave us a wonderful present. It's acorns. Why is that a wonderful present? Which I guess, I mean, I don't, like...
I feel like they were...
Considering they symbolize, like, oh, you know, fairy things. I can see why they would think it was wonderful.
But, you know, it's like when you give kids, like, a quarter. And they're just like, Fah!
Yeah.
I feel like that's what it's like.
Yeah.
So they get a bunch of seeds.
Yeah. And then... They wake up in the middle of the night and see small, medium, large Totoros with the umbrella and then these little leaves on a stick, so it looks like all of them have little umbrellas, and both of us just squealed. Like, don't even deny it. It was so adorable. It made you happy. Ah, I died. It was so cute. They're hopping back and forth, like, around the seeds with their little... Oh, just the little leaves on the stick. Oh, my gosh. It was so cute.
I can neither confirm nor deny my emotions during that scene.
Ashley loved it.
Okay, it was cute, all right? It would work cute. Okay. But it was like a weird rain dance, but a plant dance.
Yeah, because they grow monster tree. And then Totoro makes a top appear out of nowhere. This was a little confusing. And then they all jump on the top.
Spinning tops.
So yeah, Totoro jumps on the spinning top. Everyone jumps on Totoro. He sticks his arms out so we can see all his pit stains. And then they go swooping around the countryside. And then they land on top of the tree and blow weird clay flutes together.
Like, look.
And call it a night.
That joke got caught in my throat.
Yeah.
Like little owls.
Yeah.
Like they're just up there like,
Ray's like, what do you want to do tonight? I don't know. Do you want to ride around in a spinning top and then blow into little clay things? Sounds like a great plan. Like, what? I don't know. Which, it was nice. Very lovely, Ashley.
Thank you. Good job. Thank you. Played about as good as May did.
Yep.
No, that's...
You couldn't even hear her specific little flute, but you knew she was struggling.
All you heard was like, poof.
And you see her, like, bending over, and just, you know, like, slobber is just flying everywhere, and no sound is coming out of that.
No, the thing is, that scene was cool. It was, like, very... And you, that scene, I think, it influenced, like, Coraline. Like,
I haven't seen Coraline.
Oh, it's really good.
I've heard.
But just that, like, dream sequence where, like, trees come out of nowhere. It just was
because
beautiful.
Then they realize, like, oh, hey, we're the wind, like...
Yeah, and that's the thing, like, when they blew past, like, that was the wind in the beginning where she went outside and, like, the wind knocked her over, and that was, it turns out that's Totoro moving around.
Yeah, so that was very nice. Gosh, this is where I kind of lit up taking notes.
Yeah, because it got boring.
Okay.
So they grow the tree, and then they go to sleep, but when they wake up in the morning, the big tree is gone.
But they're still all sprouted.
Right.
So that's very nice.
So they did sprout, and then they go see, they don't go see the mom.
No, because they're picking Granny's vegetables.
Right, and the food in this movie looks amazing.
Oh, the food in all these movies, like Howl's Moving Castle, the food looks so good. The food just looks so good in these movies.
And they were all eating cucumbers, and they looked so fresh.
Oh, gosh.
And picking corn.
And I loved how it's like, oh, they keep them, you know, in the pond to cool them down, and then just bite into them. Oh, numb. And so then a telegram comes. It's like, contact the hospital, which is a terrible thing to put in a telegram. Why didn't they just say the entire message? So, like, there is a series of dramatic phone conversations, and...
But the telegram goes to the oldest child.
Yeah.
And Granny is with the oldest child, and why didn't the Granny just go, give me the telegram, let me read it? Unless she couldn't read.
I don't know.
Because that's the thing, I would be like, well...
Maybe she has cataracts or something, can't see.
True. Like, I would be like, no, kid, don't read it. Like, give it to me, let me decide.
Oh, a hospital, a telegram from the hospital where your mother is very sick of staying. Best tell her child to read it aloud.
Right.
Like, no. Terrible idea.
So, yeah, so it says, like, call the hospital. So then they run to the weird kid's uncle's house.
Yes.
Who has a phone.
Who has a phone. Calls the dad. Dad calls the hospital. And it turns out the mom is not feeling well and can't come home that weekend as planned. Everyone gets very upset. Dad goes to the hospital to stay with mom. And then the little girl, when she was picking
the corn
with grandma, the grandma was like, okay, that your corn that you picked, like, it'll, you know, help make your mom better because it's so fresh, we can give it to her this weekend. So the little girl grabs her little ear of corn, or rather quite large ear of corn.
But the thing is,
runs off.
But the older sister yelled at her.
Yeah, the older sister did yell at her. That tell her that she was being immature. Which, I mean,
she should just grow up. But the thing is, it's like,
she might be five at that. No, she's still four.
But the thing is, while she is four, you're having, like, a 10-year-old? 12-year-old?
Yeah, I don't know.
She's gotta be, like, older.
Yeah. I'd say at least 10.
Yeah. You're having a 10-year-old who's now taking care
of
a 4-year-old. And it's like, I just, like, she's under so much pressure that I think she's just like, well, just grow up. Like, just let me be in peace. So she yells at her, so then the little girl...
The little girl... started crying, and Ash and I both started laughing.
Okay, that cry, I wasn't expecting the cry.
I don't think either of us were expecting that sound.
No,
it was just
he's mean.
He's being mean. Like, it was so cute, but it was so unexpected.
Yeah, it just came out of nowhere.
I don't know what either of us were expecting. But it wasn't that.
Nope.
Because it's like, I think I knew that she was going to cry. Like, oh, she's going to cry now. I guess I was expecting a wah, like the traditional, like, wah. Yeah. But instead it was like a So, yeah, everyone looks around. They find a sandal in the pond. So they think this girl is dead. The older sister runs back to find them dredging the pond because now they're looking for this girl's body. Which has to be just, like, so panic-inducing. But apparently it's not May's sandal. It looked an awful lot like May's sandal.
I mean, the thing is, it was pink.
Yeah, well, because the sandal they found had a flower on it, and I guess May's didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, then she's like, you know what? I'm gonna go ask my neighbor Totoro. And so she goes, wakes him up, and then he, like, smiles his creepy smile. And then calls Cat Bus. And this is where we both wish that we knew what the sign on Cat Bus said.
Yeah.
Because it was important. And there was no subtitles for it. Where, so... Yeah.
But, I mean...
I don't know where Cat Bus went.
Well, unless it went to that grave / tomb road.
We watched a YouTube video immediately after this because Ashley thought that...
Still thinks
that the girls had died... And apparently there is a conspiracy theory saying that Totoro and Cat Bus and all those are, like, the angels of death.
They're harbingers.
Yeah.
They're, like, crows.
Mm-hmm. And that, like, they're dead. Because they find the girl, like, sitting next to all these statues that are, like, the statues in Japanese folklore that look over children. And then they all go to the hospital and etch a message into the side of the ear of corn and leave it on the windowsill... Like, this will definitely make them eat this.
But then the mom, just the way the mom, like, looks and is like, oh, I thought I saw them smiling down.
Yeah, so now they're ghosts. I don't
know. Right, like, it just made me be like, oh.
When they were explaining this conspiracy, I was like, you know what, this does make sense. But the studio released a statement saying, not true, not right. dead.
No, I...
Hashtag not dead.
The thing is, I know that they released it that said that conspiracy theory is not true.
Yeah, okay, well, because the movie watch was related to a specific instance right. where a guy killed a younger sister, and then the older sister then killed herself.
Right, which I don't think that's it. I don't think that's what happened.
But I could see the argument of that these girls are dead. That May did drown, and then when the girl went looking for Totoro, she ended up, like, slipping and falling and dying as well. And so, like, I can see that argument.
But, okay.
But so, I don't think it happened.
I just feel like something had to happen. Otherwise, it's just, like, it's like a happy ending.
Yeah. It's a children's movie. Ashley can't quite grasp the concept of a happy ending to a movie that's, like, you know, entertainment. But, you know, that's neither here nor there right now.
But now it's just, like, what happened in this movie? What is the point?
The point is that the kids found, like, the spirits of the forest and now they're friends with them and everything's gonna be alright.
Where's the moral?
There's no moral. Not every movie has to have a moral.
Why?
Maybe the moral is like, hey, sometimes things turn out okay.
I don't like that moral.
Okay. Anyway, so that is My Neighbor Totoro.
Totoro.
And then we jump back to the jazzy end credits.
Oh my god, I fucking hate that song.
Totoro, Totoro.
And the lyrics are like, he spends all day in the forest, but you don't know he's there.
And then that's the thing, Gwen, because I'm sitting there going, not dead, not dead. And Ashley goes, listen to the words. And it's all like, he comes and finds you, Totoro. And I was like, okay, that might make it seem that yes, you're right, but I still refuse to believe that these kids are dead. Like, no.
I just felt like there was a weird underlining tension where I was just like, there's something that's not being said.
I can see the argument being made that, like, yes, these kids are dead.
Don't want them to be dead.
I choose not to believe that these kids are dead.
So we watched My Neighbor Totoro.
I liked it. Yeah, she's like, which is fine. It was a little slow moving in parts.
Yeah, it was just slow. I think if I didn't have a headache, I would be, like, more, like, attuned. But because I have a bit of a headache, I'm just like, moving along, Totoro!
Yeah.
You have an hour.
Yep.
Tell me what you want, dude. Why are you here? Come on. Spit it out.
Okay. It did end, like, because I checked the time, like, how much longer is left when she gone to Cat Bus, and I was like, oh my god, 8 minutes are left. This wraps up quickly.
Yeah.
It does, like, wrap up quickly.
That's the thing. It was just, like, it felt like, I'm going to tell you the story. Yeah. Like, this is who we are. Holy cow, there's Totoro. Oh my gosh, this is happening.
Yeah.
Oh wow, and then it was like, boop, we're done.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, boop.
Okay, so, what do you need to know for this?
I think you need to know that it's a Studio Ghibli film.
Yeah. Miyazaki. Yeah.
I for one, thought Totoro talked.
Yeah, I thought he talked, too. He don't talk.
He just roars.
I think you should just, like, kind of know a little bit about Totoro himself. You know, like, what he looks like. He doesn't talk. He's, like, a forest spirit.
I mean, it's interesting because all I know about him is from Toy Story 3.
That he's there.
Which I thought was cute.
Yeah.
So he's a he's technically, like, the guardian of the forest?
I think so. A sprite?
He definitely, like, makes things grow.
Yeah, he definitely does make things grow. If you wanted to be a little controversial, you could bring up the dead thing, I guess.
But that's been unproven.
That has been unproven, but it would make you sound like you kind of knew what you were, you know, knew about it.
Yeah.
Fanning Sisters did the voices for this. Yep. Our cat was not impressed by Cat Bus, by the way.
Nope. That's because she just wants to, like, cuddle.
Yeah. So, that's My Neighbor Totoro.
Yeah, I feel like that's it. I mean, you should watch it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't feel like if you want to watch a Miyazaki film, I don't think you have to watch this one.
No, I feel a bit disappointed. I feel like I shouldn't have started with this one. I feel like if I was a kid, yeah, I would like this.
I liked Howl's Moving Castle better.
Yeah.
And I do want to see Spirited Away now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm kind of good not seeing any of them.
Well, fine. Okay.
No, I mean, but I feel like I should have seen something else. I feel like My Neighbor Totoro.
Yeah, maybe not the best one to start out with.
Yeah. So I would.
But we picked it because it came first. You know, we were going to do this one or Spirited Away, but this one was first, so then we watched this one first. So maybe if you're new to Miyazaki, maybe start with a different one.
Yeah, I think you should start with Howl's Moving Castle. I feel like that's the one. That's or Spirited one. Away.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Not this one. Maybe don't start with this one.
Don't start with Totoro. Yeah. Unless you're with kids. I think kids would eat this up. Yeah, I think kids
would love this. All right. So next week we are seeing something that I haven't seen. And so we are watching
Wallace and Gromit and the Curse of the Were-Rabbit.
Yes, and I'm actually really excited because I have seen Chicken Run.
Chicken Run, yes.
And I did like that because I really like their style of animation, and I like it when he eats the toast.
Claymation.
Yeah, the claymation. I like it. So I am excited for Wallace and Gromit, Curse of the Were-Rabbit.
Wallace and Gromit. Oh, should I tell the story now, or should I tell
I think it? You should save it for the Wallace and Gromit episode.
Oh, it has one of my favorite jokes.
Okay, fine. Tell this one, and we'll... Is it a short one? Because we need to wrap it up.
Yeah.
Okay.
One of my favorite jokes is in Wallace and Gromit and the Curse of the Were-Rabbit. And I saw it in the cinema with my sister.
Mm-hmm.
And the joke happened, and I literally laughed. But it was, like, at the Thrilling Adventure Hour where everyone stopped laughing.
Yeah.
And I still continued laughing.
Yeah.
It was so bad that my... I just laughed for, like, a good, solid, like, 5 minutes. And my sister was like... People are like, I thought it was the funniest joke. I legit lost it.
Okay, I'm going to try to guess what it is. And we'll move
on. You'll try to guess because I still laugh at it.
Okay,
and
okay.
I still, like, completely lose it in the part, yeah, even though I know it's coming.
Okay.
It's a terrible joke. That's the best part.
Oh, good grief. Can't wait. All right.
It's really good.
So that's it. That's My Neighbor Totoro.
This is
You Haven't Seen? I'm Debbie.
I'm Ashley. Thank you for listening. We'll see you on the 10th for Wallace and Gromit and the Curse of the Were-Rabbit.
Yay!
Mic drop.
Yep.